This week's parasha is Parashas Vayelech. That's also known as Shabbos Shuvah. The reason it's called Shabbos Shuvah is because the Haftorah begins with the pasuk found in Sefer Hosea, where it begins, Shuvah Yisrael Ad Hashem Elokecha. And I'd like to actually focus today with you on that phrase, Shuvah Yisrael, return Yisrael Ad Hashem Elokecha. And I'd like to just ask you, or begin with a question, what is the perspective? What's the meaning? And the pasuk, the Navi calls out to us and says, "Shuvah Yisrael Hashem Elokecha." What's the feeling, if you will, behind the call, behind that plea of the Navi, the name of Hashem, "Shuvah Yisrael Hashem Elokecha." And the truth of the matter is, I had prepared a whole different shmuz to give today and to discuss with you, which we'll do a different time. But I saw this morning on the way to yeshiva in the Hakdama, in the introduction to the Sefer Aleinu Lishabeach, volume number 6. Last volume of this series, he has a beautiful idea which I'd like to use as the crux of today's shmuz. He gives us a story. The story is a bit of a sad story. There was a man who got married to a giores, to a woman who was a convert, and they had a bunch of children. And then, with a lot of time, after a bunch of years, the children got a little older, and the woman decided, you know what? She wanted out. She wasn't interested in this religion anymore. It was too much for her to handle, and she just totally decided to drop it. No more. And he had no choice. He went to a Beis Din. The Beis Din said, okay, you have no choice. She doesn't want to stay Jewish. She is Jewish. Once you're Jewish, you're always Jewish, but at the end of the day, you're not going to stay married to her. He got divorced from her. She went off to Chutz Laaretz, out of Eretz Yisrael, with the children, and he was Nebuch, left back in Eretz Yisrael with by himself. And years went by and he hasn't seen his children for a long time, and he had heard that she had put the kids into a school somewhere abroad that was not exactly teaching them the ideals of Yiddishkeit. And he was wondering, maybe I should go back to my children, maybe I should just, you know, pop in on them and just say hello to them, and maybe try somehow to be mechazik them, to strengthen them. He came to a rav and said, what should I do? Should I go visit them? On the one hand, maybe see my children. On the other hand, maybe it'll make the situation worse. Maybe they'll just be so upset at me and they're not going to want to just make things worse. What should I do? Should I go or not? And he came to Zilberstein with this piece of... Zilberstein, the author of the Sefer, with this question. And he shared with Zilberstein the Medrash that I'm going to share with you. That's a beautiful Medrash. I don't think it's so well known, but I think it's very, very powerful and has a very, very important message. The Medrash is found in a sefer called Pirkei Rabbi Elazar, which is a series of actual Tanaic statements, and it's very, very beautiful. And it's actually describing the missing part of the Torah, if you will, of what happened after Avram sends Yishmael away. We know that in Parashas Vayera, Avram sends Yishmael. We learned on Hashem, the first day of Hashem, Avram sends Yishmael away. Okay, listen carefully. Does Avram ever go back to visit Yishmael? Does Avram ever inquire about Yishmael's well-being? Well, what exactly happened to Avram and Yishmael? It says in the Medrash like this. La'achar sholosh shanim. 3 years after Avram sends Yishmael away, halach Avram l'ros es Yishmael b'no. Avram goes to say, hey, what's going on, my son? The Nishbal is Sarah. He promises to Sarah, Shalo Yerin Al Gamal, he will not go down from the camel. V'makom sheYishmael Sharisham. If Yishmael is there, he wants to see. What's he up to, my son? The Yigia L'Sham Chatzay Yom. It comes the middle of the day. Yishmael is not home. Avram keeps his word to his wife. V'matzah Sham is Ishto sheYishmael. He finds Yishmael's wife there. Amala. He says to this woman, Heichan hu Yishmael? Where is Yishmael? She says back to him, Halachuv ima lavi peros tamarim in Amidbar. He and his mother, Hagar, went to go bring some fruit from the desert. Amar la, he said to his wife, do me a favor. Yishmael's wife, Mrs. Yishmael, t'nili ma'lechem ma'mayim, give me a little bit of bread, a little bit of water. Ki oifo nashu v'der Amidbar, I've just been traveling in the desert, I'm passing out over here. Amar la, she says to him, Ein lechem ve'imayim. Sorry, no bread, no water. Amala, he says to her, Kishiyavo Yishmael, when Yishmael comes home, Tagidi lo, tell him the following words. Imiloshe Baz Zakin Echa, that an old man came, Me'eretz Kanan, from the land of Kanan Leroscha, to see you. Va'amar, and he said, Shesaf Habayis Eina Tova, that the literally the entrance way of the house is not good. That's what you tell him. Meaning to say, as the Mefarshim explained, the following. That Avraham was telling Yishmael, through Yishmael's wife, listen, the woman you married is not Beseder. You know why? Because you grew up in a house of Achazos Orchim. You saw what it means to treat guests properly. She doesn't know who I am. I asked for a little water, a little bread. She says, no, that's not the kind of house that you should be building, Yishmael. He comes home, says the Medrash. She says word for word. An old man came and said that the entrance of your house is not to say that. Shilcha. Shmuel catches on. He divorces this woman. Then he marries somebody else called Potomac. 3 years later, says the Medrash, Avram goes again to see Yishmael his son, Nishbal Sarah, and he makes the same promise to Sarah, I'm not going to go down if Yishmael is there. And he comes there again in the middle of the day and he sees Ishtosh Yishmael, the second wife. Amarah, Hechalu Yishmael! Ah, he's out in the field with his mother, went with the camels. Amarah, he says, give me a little bread, a little water, I'm tired. Hotziya v'nasnala. She gives him bread, she gives him water. Listen to these words, boys. Amar Avraham, Avraham stands there by the mispal of Nekarish Baruch Abana. And he davens for his son Yishmael. The Nismale Beso Shal Yishmael, and Yishmael's house is filled now. Mikol Tov from all good things. Yimin HaBrachos from all types of good brachos, it's all full. Uchasheba Yishmael, when he comes from the field, he Yidalo Ishtas, the Rajesh, she says exactly what happened. The Yadai Yishmael, and Yishmael knew at that point, She'ad Achshav, Rachami Avivalav, that until now his father loves him. His father still cares about him. She'nemar, as it says the Pasuk can tell him, Kirachim Avabonim. As the father has mercy on his son, came to Rachim Hashem Aleinu. Rabosai, what does it mean, Shuva Yisrael Ad Hashem Elokecha? It means it's an Abba calling out to his son and saying, please come home. I care about you. I didn't forget about you. In this story that I began with, whether the father should go back to America or wherever the children were, the Rav of Zilberstein said, of course they should go back. Maybe just the fact that the children see that you care about them, that you still love them, and that you still want to have a relationship with them, maybe that'll just spark something inside of the children, because after all, a parent never loses, never gives up on a child. A parent always wants that relationship back with a child. He brings over here a famous, famous story, actually. It's very, very powerful and moving. There's a great Rosh Yeshiva of the Mir Yeshiva, of Chaim Shmuel Levitz, famously known for a sefer called Sichos Musar. If you haven't learned it yet, you'll learn it over the course of the day. It's a gorgeous sefer. Sichos Musar, the Chaim Shmuel Levitz, was a great, great gaon, a great tzaddik, a great talmid chacham. And he gave Parsha Shmuel every week, and they were very, very popular. They made svarim out of them. Beautiful svarim. Beautiful sefer, Sichos Musar. One year, it was Erev Yom Kippur. Rav Chaim Shmuel Levitz went on a trip right before Yom Kippur. He went to three places. Place number one, Kever Rachel. Place number two, the Or HaChaim HaKadosh is Kever. The Kever of the Or HaChaim HaKadosh. The third place he went to David by was the Kever of Avshalom, the son of David. He came home. Family said, where were you? Tati, Abba, where were you today? I went to David at three places. First one was understood, Kever Rachel. Rachel Vakal Banel. That's a good place to David. Or HaChaim's Kever, also very understandable. Or HaChaim's Kever is known to be a Kever. People go to Tanhar HaZesim, not so far from here, right across from the Kotel. It's known to be a place that people daven as a Makom of Yeshua. Avshalom's Kever? What in the world is the great Gaon of Chaim Shmuel is going to daven at the Kever of Avshalom? Who was Avshalom? Avshalom was a wicked son of David HaMelech, who rebelled against David. How bad was he? Bad. How bad? So bad. The Pesukim describe I have it in front of me. The Pesukim described over here in Shmuel Beis. Vayirgaz HaMelech Vayal Alias Asher Vayevk. What did he do this before he dies? Before Shalom dies. He messed up so bad. He rebels against his father. He wants to kill his father. He does despicable acts publicly with women. Barabbin. Pasuk describes. All of a sudden, in the middle of his attack against his father, he's killed. He dies. And what's David HaMelech's response to that? Says the Pasuk, I quote, in Shmuel Beis. He goes up, David Vayevk, and he starts to cry. The call my belechto, and this is what he says as he was going up to cry to the roof. Bini Avshalom! My son Avshalom. Bini Avshalom! My son Avshalom! Miditein Mosi ani tachtecha. I'd rather die myself, says David, than you die. Avshalom, bini. Keep saying again, bini, my son. Rashi quotes the Gemara and Sotas as the following. He says the name bini 8 times. Why? Because you know how low Avshalom was? He was lower than the lowest point. He was in the 7th level of Gehenna. 7 benis got him out of Gehenna, and the 8th beni got him into Gan Eden. When David HaMelech said bini so many times, that's what brought him up. Said Chaim Shalom, no, I went to Davin by the kever of Avshalom because I wanted to tap in to connect with this connection of the rachem of a father to a son. I wanted to understand, I wanted to appreciate what it means as Yom Kippur comes around and we think about Tshuva, how much a father never ever gives up on a child, how much endless love, how much mercy, how much wanting and yearning is there, does exist between a father and a son. And that's why I went to go daven at his kever. If you look at the parsha in Haftorah, what's after those words? Shuva Yisrael, Hashem Elokecha. It's not just like to tshuva. It's Hashem saying, yearning like a father to his son, come back. It says, what's going to happen when you do that? Erpa Meshuva Sam, I'll heal you from all your averos. O Aveim Nedava, I'm going to love you as if you're bringing me karbonos. It says I'll be like Tal. Tal is dew. Meaning dew is always there. When it rains, it rains. When it's constant love, it's endless love. It's Hashem Yisbarach calling out and saying, I love you, I want you to come back. That's what Shuvah is about. On Yom Kippur, please God, in a few days, we're going to say over the Pasuk many times, Lifnei Hashem Titaru. Before Hashem, you will be cleansed. What's the image of that? What's the message? Well, those words of the Fashion of the Torah. And every year, as the Kippur comes about, I try to think of the following simple mashal. And you probably could appreciate this once you saw, a lot of you saw my children a little bit running around the yontif, how clean they stay. And if you saw my children's white shirt that once was white and then it was like, you know, more black and white, that's the Fashion of the Torah. The kid goes out in the field, plays all day in the dirt, in the mud, in the sand, and like, you know, he's walking back to his house. And like everyone on the street's like, you know, inching back away. That kid needs like a hosing. If we get a shower, he needs to be like sprayed down all the way. And all of a sudden, the mother or the father, it doesn't make a difference, comes running over to the kid who's dirty. May even smell. May have a dirty diaper on him also. And the mother and father, ah, you're so cute. Ah, you're so, the kid, I'll kiss him up. The mother and the father, only the mother and father would do that. Everyone else in the street, get that kid away from me, stinks. But a parent who loves the kid unconditionally, whether the kid is dirty, whether the kid's clean. Lifnei Hashem Titaru means we have sins, everyone has sins, who doesn't have errors? We come before HaKadosh Baruch Hu on Yom Kippur, and we realize that we're coming back to Hashem, our Father. If Avram Avinu has Rachmanis on Yishmael, if David HaMelech has Rachmanis endless on a son who wants to kill him, Kalvachomer, Benbenoshal Kalvachomer, Kadosh Baruch Hu, whose love is endless for all of us, for all of his children, has Rachmanis on us. This is the plea of Shabbat Shuvah, Shuvah Yisrael. May we all be Zocha, Be'ez Hashem, to just feel the love, feel the open arms that Kadosh Baruch Hu is extending for us, as Bezocha to tap in to that love and to please God, do the proper things we have to do with tshuva to get us ready to be embraced by HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to be privileged to have that experience of Lifnei Hashem Titaru. Have a great Shabbos, fellas.